together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox City Knowledge.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. It is a fearless, fantastic, ferocious Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Good morning. Time to join the program. You can do so by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266. It's just that simple.
Do you research these words?
Lots to get into this morning. That one was off the top of the head. Sometimes I do. I really didn't know what was going to come out of my mouth as I opened up there this morning. But
you're a better man than me. All right.
We'll go with that.
I can't do that. So,
who am I to argue?
Don't do that. That'd be a bad move. All right, friends. Here we're going into it's been a busy week, and into a busy weekend. I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now, and I guess we could say the weather is cooperating.
Yeah, is a good morning.
It's not too hot. It's not like last week, you know, the heat wave and all that sort of thing. And we haven't had drenching rains. All right, I'm knocking on Formica here, or whatever this thing is right there, for today and for the weekend. So that's good. I've got a lawn that needs mowed. Please don't rain today. I got a lawn that needs mowed. So there we go. All right, we got a busy show here for you. We'll have some open line time. Again, this has been a week of weeks, and for us, I'm calling this political week. All right, we've covered the feds, we've covered the state. Today, we're going to be joined by Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins. We're going to talk about the local issues for Center County and so on today. We'll get some remarks from Mr. Higgins, some updates on various things and so on. He will join us, scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock. So we're going to wrap up political week this week with some thoughts about the locals. So we don't want to miss the locals, all right? All right, so what do we know today? Again, yes, it's been a week of weeks. Arts Fest week, all right? There we go. Now, I guess we could say it officially started yesterday. Yeah, the Downtown Festival started with the kids on Wednesday. Okay, it started yesterday. Downtown Festival in State College, the People's Choice Festival at the Grange Fairgrounds and Center Hall, and the Heritage Days event over in Phillipsburg continue today. And then there's tomorrow, and then there's Sunday. Weather forecast I've seen so far looks good. Now, Sunday, okay. Now, keep an eye on Sunday, all right? Sunday could be a little iffy, could be a little stormy. That doesn't mean some little pop-up shower isn't going to happen, but for the most part, things aren't looking that bad. When I came out this morning with my guy Domino to, do his business and so on, I thought, ooh, this is kind of refreshingly cool. All right, this is nice. So there's that. Also, now, last night was Thursday night. If you enjoy doing this, Wing Fests over at Tussie Mountain. Of course, that's a Thursday night event. So there's another one on the pile. Holy smokes, there's a lot of things going on here. So there's that. Then, for you competitive shoppers out there, all right, you already know, right? Today is the last day for Amazon Prime Day. Oh, my goodness. And the numbers, we'll get an update probably early next week on the numbers. Have they had an increase? After day one for Amazon, at least, they had a decrease. Keep in mind, again, there's a lot of other folks, Walmart, Target, Costco, probably every major retailer out there is doing something this week. And Amazon is supposed to be done today. Now, some of these other ones go to tomorrow. I think some actually go to Sunday. So if you're a competitive shopper, okay, there you go. You're running. Yeah, what do you do on Monday when this is all over? Do you just stop shopping? Well, of course not. That's silly. All right, so I don't know. Do you do this sort of thing? I'm not into this gig. I've read multiple stories, again, claiming you think you have savings? Well, maybe not. because part of the shtick here is before these big events start, they actually raise prices a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And then when the event starts, oh, look, we cut the price. Not really. So I'm not into this gig. Have I bought anything this week? No, I haven't bought a doggone thing. Sorry.
Nope, I haven't either.
So I hope, Jeff Bezos doesn't, throw something at me or something. I'm sorry. That's not my gig. All right? Not my thing. Now, maybe you want to go shopping for this. Now, for the ladies out there especially.
Hello, ladies.
You're going to have to explain this to me. Now, granted, most of you will just kind of roll your eyes and laugh or something.
Uh-huh.
For a handful of ladies out there, you may be serious about this. A so-called Birkin bag. You know what a Birkin bag is? It's a lady's handbag.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a big lady's handbag. The original is called a Hermes Birkin bag. All right. Hermes is the company that makes the Birkin bag.
Of course it is.
Birkin is Jane Birkin, who is or was or is an actress. And the story, I caught this, I'm thinking, really? The story behind this apparently goes back to the 1980s when the CEO of Hermes was on a flight and met the actress Jane Birkin. And apparently Birkin was not happy with her handbag at the time. He's like, this thing's garbage. I wish I could make a new one. And so apparently the two of them got together on their flight, on this airplane. They got together, and they kind of sketched out. And the actress, Jane Birkin's like, well, I wish it had this, and it should be this big, and it should have this, and so on. And so the Hermes company put all this stuff together, and they make these, shall we call them, high-end women's handbags. Apparently, the minimum price for a Birkin bag is $10,000 for a lady's handbag.
Uh-huh.
$10,000.
There you go.
According to this, they go up to $60,000 for a handbag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, somebody auctioned off one of the, or I guess maybe the original Hermes Birkin bag. All right, the very first one apparently that was made by Hermes and Ms. Birkin. It's a black leather, it says here it's a black leather prototype. It has Jane Birkin's initials on the bag. It comes with a non-detachable strap and gilded brass hardware.
Oh, boy.
You want to take a guess? This was done at Sotheby's in Paris. You want to take a guess how much this got purchased for yesterday?
It's going to be, well over $10.
Or you mean $10,000.
What?
You mean well over $10,000, because that's a minimum price right now for a Birkin bag, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is well over $10,000. Try again. How much did this thing go for? This is unbelievable.
$22 billion.
Okay, that's a little nuts.
Huh?
No, no. Give a more legitimate guess. Well, sort of legitimate.
$100,000.
Oh, you're not even close.
$1 million.
You're still not close.
$58.2 million. Dollars.
Now, once again, you're getting ridiculous. $10.1 million for a woman's handbag. I don't care if it's the original.
The original.
It says here a Japanese private collector purchased the bag yesterday. I mean, this, ladies, seriously? I mean, these are special bags. It says here each bag is made by a single artisan. So, in other words, these are handmade bags by a person, whoever that is. It takes at least 18 hours to put together a Birkin bag. So, in other words, there's a lot of love and a lot of effort that goes into a Birkin bag. But seriously, $10.1 million for a Birkin bag. Okay, that's very interesting. Let's stick with business here, all right?
All right, let's do it.
CNBC has a story this week. The 50 states in the union, the top states for business, all right, ranked from 1 to 50. And they're ranked on stuff like what's the overall economy of the state like, what's the infrastructure of the state like, how's the workforce in that state, what is the cost of doing business in the state, the business friendliness of the state, okay, the quality of life in the state, the education in the state, technology and innovation in the state, the access to capital, all right, like money for a business, and the cost of living in the state. All right, there are 50 states. Where does Pennsylvania come in? Well, actually, this isn't bad, all right? They have Pennsylvania ranked 17th out of 50. All right, well, at least that's the top half. Number one on the list, interesting, North Carolina is number one on the list. Texas is number two. Florida is number three, followed by Virginia and Ohio. Ohio's number five. All right, not bad for Ohio. If you go to the other end of the spectrum, Alaska and Hawaii are dead last. Now, part of that might be the fact that they're not part of the contiguous states. Like, you got to go a ways. Although, I tell you what, the cost of living in Hawaii is insane. And we had a guest this week mention Alaska, like there's high prices in Alaska and so on. So that works against them. Montana is 48th. Rhode Island is 47th. Whoops, they're not that far from us. So Pennsylvania, again, is 17th. Now, what do we do well, according to CNBC? What do we do well, and what do we do not so well? Well, let's see. We are ninth in the country in technology and innovation. Okay, that's good. We are ninth in the country in access to capital. So I'm not surprised. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, banks and investment firms and so on. Yeah, we in Pennsylvania, we do pretty well with that. What don't we do well with? Well, let's see. According to CNBC, we are 37th in the country in workforce. In other words, we don't necessarily have a very good workforce in Pennsylvania, according to these guys. Ew, that's not good. And remember business friendliness? Somehow we're 40th out of 50 in business friendliness. Apparently we're just not very friendly.
Yeah.
You say yep? Oh, yep. Okay. All right. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
You do? All right. Well, for those of you that are business people, even if it's just here, you might want to take a look at that and say, well, gee, how can we, do better than that? Got to do better than that. That's not good. All right. We mentioned it's a busy week, busy weekend. Arts festivals you can go to, other stuff. Maybe you want to go to the movies.
Maybe right? I do.
Okay, well, get ready. Oh, for goodness sakes. The latest Superman movie is coming out.
It is.
How many different versions of Superman have there been now? All right. Even if you count the old television series from the... Gracious, what was that, 1950s? Yeah, from the late 50s, they was in black and white. Superman, and so on. How many versions of Superman have there been? Well, there was the Christopher Reeve movie version. That's the late 70s. Then James Cavill was Superman. Wasn't there another Superman? And now there's another Superman.
They just keep coming.
I mean, we got to keep... I don't understand. They kind of keep rebooting or restarting the story. It's like, we sort of know the Superman story, so what is this bunch going to do? James Gunn is the director, and he's done his own version now of Superman. Superman is played by David Corenswet. I'll be honest, never heard of him, all right? They expect to bring in $200 million at the global box office this weekend.
In fairness, I just saw an interview with him, and he had not heard of you. So I just, it was surprising.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all, okay? I don't know, the last batch Superman movies didn't do it for you? Apparently not. What was one called, Man of Steel? I saw that movie. I thought, that's not bad. If you're into ratings and so on, if you've heard of Rotten Tomatoes is like a movie rating system. And the higher your number on Rotten Tomatoes, it's actually not supposed to be so rotten.
All right. That's
right. If you have a low number, you're supposed to be rotten.
Ooh,
okay.
Get it.
According to, you know, obviously movie critics get to see movies before we get to see them. All right. According to this latest Superman movie, which is just called Superman, gets an 83% on the Rotten Tomatoes. That's good, mm-hmm. actually. Now, that's not what moviegoers think. That's what, I guess, mostly what critics think. It gets an 83%. So if you want to go see Superman this weekend, okay, have a good time. All right, there we go. All right, now, folks, there's something you need to do here. There's just something you need to do here. All right? We all have our gadgets and gizmos, computers, smartphones, I don't know, iPads, you know, gadgets and gizmos. And, of course, we're surrounded by passwords, all right? You have to log in to this and that and the other thing. And when you do that, usually at some point, you got to put in a password.
That's right.
All right. All right, Mr. Ironhead, fess up. Do you have multiple passwords or you just use the same password for everything?
I have multiple.
Multiple. Okay, that's good. All right.
Good.
Because apparently some people don't do that. All right.
No.
This is from Visual Capitalist, which is one of my favorite websites. These are journalists. They take kind of boring numbers and they turn them into graphics, which is actually kind of entertaining to read. And so they have here the world's most common passwords. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mention a few here. If this is your password, you need to change it like today. All right, because, well, we'll tell you why. This is worldwide, by the way. The most common password. You want to take a guess what the most common password is? Try. Just go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There you go.
All right. It says here 3 million. Wait a minute. 3 million? Yeah. 3 million people have that as their password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Very popular.
Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right? Those are the three most popular passwords in the world. Now, it says here, there's a little note, and there's a long list of these very common passwords. It says all of these passwords would, for a hacker to like hack into your account and so on, it would take a hacker less than 1 second to break these.
What?
In other words, they're so common, you just put it in and you're in.
That's pretty cool.
All right, folks, you have got to change this. The fourth most popular password is password. Actually, on this list, it's on there twice. Password with a small p, password with a capital P. No, no, get rid of those. On a keyboard, all right, you know what QWERTY is. All right, what is it? The upper level of letters on a keyboard, QWERTY. Well, that's on here twice. QWERTY 1, 2, 3, bad. QWERTY 1, bad. How about 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1?
Oh, there you go.
No.
What?
No, get rid of that one.
Oh, no.
Let's see. All right, here's a good password. Secret. Okay, the problem is there are way too many people. That's your password. Secret would take a hacker a second to break that password. Then there's a bunch of numbers on here. 0000000. There's QWERTY again. ABC123. No.
No.
Get rid of that one. No. Now, some of these are kind of interesting. I love you.
All one word,
all small letters, I love you, apparently is a popular password.
Huh.
Problem is the hackers, they know that, and they're just going to hack you, and you're toast. All right, don't do that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Well, there's two on here that are kind of interesting. I'm not sure why these are popular passwords. Dragon, apparently is a very popular password. Small d, dragon, and monkey. I don't know, small m, monkey, is a popular password. Now, folks, again, if you have an, there's some of these, there's different number combinations. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Folks, no, no, get rid of it. No, get it out. There's like 8 0s, 8 1s, 6 6 0s. Folks, seriously, if you have one of those passwords, change it today to something that, well, what do they say? Make something personal that only you would know. Or you could try one of these. I've noticed this, I don't know if it's a browser thing, where it kind of automatically makes a password for you. And it's a combination of letters and numbers. Just no rhyme or reason, just letters and numbers. And then you can save it on your device so that the next time you go there, it should come popping up and you get right into your account. But seriously, folks, change your password if it's one of these super simple ones, because the hackers are coming. All right? They're out there. I don't know where they're from, the U.S., China, Russia, North Korea, wherever the heck they're from. And they want to get your stuff. All right? Get rid of those simple, simpleton passwords and change it to something more challenging. All right? My goodness. We're trying to help you out. That's your friends, Jeff and Scott, trying to help out the local community. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got a sports segment. You Phillies fans better be ready to thank me. Okay, you better be ready to thank me, Phillies fans. We'll tell you what in a little bit. We'll have some open line time. Again, Center County Commissioner Mark Hickens scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock. Some tough county issues out there. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Feeling Fine Friday edition on these Arts Festivals weekend. And while some open phone time coming up a bit later, we'll be talking with Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins a bit later. But right now, it is time to take a check of sports. Penn State wrestler Carter Storace has been named the 2025 Big Ten Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year. Pretty good stuff. Boy, if I had to think of a word to describe Storace, it might be, oh, I don't know. I'd say he's a beast. And you gotta feed the beast. And you can feed your beast at the Center Hall Farm Store, whether your beast is a pig, a cow, a horse. Maybe it's just your dogs and cats. I know our beloved Kenai is a beast. Maybe it's the birds outside. Oh, bird story coming up a little bit later.
Okay.
On the show this morning. Stop on in, the Center Hall Farm Store. They can help you feed your beast. 110 Allison Street. They also have everything you need to keep those orchards and gardens growing over the course of the summer. Stop on in again, 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. Or visit them online at centerhallfarmstore.com. So, again, Storace named the Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year after he made history this past season, becoming the only wrestler to win five NCAA titles as he capped an undefeated season with a victory over 2024 national champion Parker Kekizen of Northern Iowa. Storace winning 21 of his 26 bouts by bonus points with six pins, 10 technical falls, and five major decisions. Storace going 104-4 in his career, half of his losses coming by injury default in the 2024 Big Ten tournament. Storace is the third Penn State wrestler to win the Big Ten Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year, as he joins David Taylor, who won it in 2014, and Bo Nickel, who won it in 2019. USC basketball great Juju Watkins is the 2025 Female Athlete of the Year. Also, speaking of the aforementioned Bo Nickel, his first opponent in the Real American Freestyle Wrestling League season has been announced. Nickel will be taking on Jacob Cardenas in the league's debut event in Cleveland, Ohio on August 30th. Cardenas took fourth at 197 pounds at the NCAA Championships this past March for Michigan. He had transferred to Michigan after 4 years at Cornell. He finished his collegiate career as a two-time All-American.
The Penn State men's lacrosse team picking up a couple of players from the transfer portal. Announced yesterday, midfielder Chase Robertson and attacker John Jude Considine have joined the Nittany Lions. Robertson has 3 years of eligibility remaining after scoring 16 goals and 9 assists as a freshman at Utah last season. Considine was has 1 year of eligibility remaining. He spent 4 years at Division III Hobart. He bounced back from an injury the previous year to score 21 goals in just 14 games last season. Well, a great run coming to an end last night for the State College 11U Little League baseball team. State College falling in the sectional finals to Hollidaysburg as Hollidaysburg held on for a hard-fought 2-0 victory to take the championship. Berkeley Ingold got the start for State College, gave up just 2 second-inning runs, but Hollidaysburg, with some good pitching and some great defense, made that score stand up, and Hollidaysburg advances to the state tournament. Again, congratulations to the State College 11U Little League baseball team on a fantastic run. The State College Spikes picked up a 4-2 victory over the Frederick Keys last night as State College salvages the final game of that series. Mahoning Valley and West Virginia, doggone it, both also picked up victories yesterday. So the Spikes now need to win their next 2 games over Williamsport and have Mahoning Valley and West Virginia, who will play a 2-game series, split those 2 games over the next 2 days to win the MLB Draft League first half title. Dane Pangeli got the win last night for State College. He gave up 2 runs on 5 hits over 6 innings of work while striking out 5. Quinn Bentley and Hugh Pinckney had RBI for the Spikes. State College will host the Crosscutters tonight and tomorrow night. Both games will get underway at 6:35 at Medler Field at Librano Park. Pittsburgh Pirates, after a day off yesterday, will open their final series before the Major League Baseball All-Star break. The Pirates tonight open up the 3-game series against the Twins in Minneapolis. All-star Paul Skeens will get the start for the Bucks against Joe Ryan. First pitch will be at 8:10, airtime, right here on your home for Pirates baseball. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is set for 7:45. The Pirates are 38-56 on the season, a mere 17 and a half games out in the National League Central. The Phillies will open up a series against the Padres in San Diego tonight. Ranger Suarez will take the mound for Philadelphia against Ryan Burgert. The Phillies have a game and a half lead over the Mets atop the National League East with a record of 54-39 heading into the weekend. Former Penn State field hockey standouts Fia Gladio and Jenny Rizzo competing for Team USA as the U.S. women's national team battled Ireland in the Kathy Besant International Series against New Zealand. The games played in Charlotte, North Carolina, were contested over the weekend. Last weekend, the U.S. shut out New Zealand 3-0. And Gladio scored the game's first goal with a backhander into the cage late in the second period. Team USA closed out the weekend with another 3-0 shutout over the Black Sticks. Gladio again scored in that game as she got a touch after Meredith's shoulder and sent the ball to the circle. That gave Team USA a 2-0 lead at the time en route to, again, the second 3-0 victory on the weekend. Rizzo and Gladio both continuing their efforts with Team USA throughout the summer. They'll make some adjustments, and the official roster for the Pan Am Games will be announced within the next week or so by USA Field Hockey. And fortunately, things did not turn out any worse here, but former Steelers running back Najee Harris was injured in a fireworks accident Several sources confirming that the accident occurred in his hometown of Antioch, California. Harris has signed a one-year deal with the L.A. Chargers this past offseason after spending the first 4 years of his NFL career with the Steelers. Multiple people were injured in this incident, which happened just after midnight on July 5th, the night of the 4th of July. Harris's agent, Doug Henderson, did confirm that Harris suffered what he calls a superficial eye injury, and says that Harris is expected to be fully healed, fully ready to go for the upcoming season. So that is good news, but man, be careful.
Don't be mess with careful. Fireworks.
Yeah, you just
don't do it.
I mean,
there have been news stories this week from the past week about explosions and you know, like at fireworks places. Folks, I stay away from fireworks. Now, I've got one neighbor who doesn't where I live.
Oh, yeah.
And on the night of the 4th and 5th of July, boof, boof, boof. You know, at one point my wife's like, oh, that's a pretty good show. I'm
just
thinking, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
All right? That's like a recipe for trouble. Sorry. Now, if you're a fireworks manufacturer, don't sue me, okay? Just some people are, they play fast and loose with fireworks and then, I mean, what did this thing blow up in his face?
Yeah, you got to play slow and tight with the
slow
fireworks.
Slow and tight.
I think,
but Najee Harris had an eye.
I don't know.
He had an eye injury,
I don't have a lot
right?
of details. Yeah,
okay.
They said it was a superficial, which is, you know, no permanent damage or anything is what it sounds like.
Gracious.
So that is ultimately good news there. And Adam Schefter, ESPN, not the update Steelers fans were hoping for. He says it does not look like the T.J. Watt contract situation is going to be resolved anytime soon. Schefter says that Watt and the Steelers are still, he says, very far apart in their contract talks. And Schefter says there is trade interest, and it is on the rise. We'll see. Schefter also says, as of right now, the Steelers still have zero intention of trading T.J. Watt. But, again, as this thing continues to play out or not play out at some point, does that become an option that the Steelers almost need to consider? Again, if they're not close, and that's what Schefter is reporting, that's troubling. That's a little concern. We'll keep an eye on that as the Steelers work toward what feels like a pretty pivotal season coming up for the franchise. And that, boys and girls, is a little something we like to call sport.
Now, it's July 11. I should know this. When does preseason practice start?
Very soon. I think the Steelers report next week.
Yeah, it's next week, I think, right? So, oh boy, we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, you Phillies fans, you should be thanking me, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
My Orioles played the New York Mets in a doubleheader yesterday because they had a rainout the night before.
They did indeed.
And they get out the broom and they sweep the doubleheader, my birds did. 3-1 and 7-3. Woohoo, yeah. They host the Marlins this weekend. Back in late May... In April and May, the Orioles were terrible. I mean, they were terrible. Among the worst teams in the league, except for Colorado. They pretty much, they've won a few games here and there. Colorado's just awful. In late May, the Orioles were 18 games under 500. I mean, they were woeful. They are now 8 games under 500. So they are climbing out of this hole slowly. Boy, if they could find a way to sweep the Marlins this weekend, that would be fantastic. Then they'd only be 5 games under 500. Mm-hmm. So are they going to win the pennant? No. No.
I'm starting to think the Pirates might not be winning the pennant this year.
Have they named the starting pitchers for the All-Star game yet?
Not yet.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it if they have.
Skeens should be the dude.
Should be. Okay. Now, I know very little about field hockey. All right. I know the gals, they obviously, they carry a stick. All right. But it's not like a hockey stick, which down at the end of the stick is kind of flat on both sides. A field hockey stick, am I right? It's flat on one side, but then it's like rounded.
Yeah.
So Sophia Gladio had a backhanded goal.
Yes.
That would be with the wrong side of the stick, or is that what you're supposed to do? With the kind of rounded side of the
good
stick.
Good question.
I don't know.
Did not see the goal, so I don't.
But you said that, know. I'm thinking, yeah. Man, that sounds difficult because you're not using the flat end of the flat side of the stick.
She is a pretty spectacular talent. Uniquely gifted goals.
All right. And one other question. At the beginning, you mentioned this new wrestling league.
Yeah.
I assume you know what this is. What? Why is this special? What is this?
Well, they're trying. It's been tried before. We'll see. I think we'll see. I'm optimistic with this one. But over the years, there have been various attempts at similar professional opportunities where they're trying to give wrestlers the opportunity to continue to compete and get paid after college. So this one is Real American Freestyle. They have some big names signed up, including obviously now Bo Nickel. Nickel, by the way, saying he's going to compete both in RAF and continue in UFC, which obviously will be challenging. But they do complement each other to at least some degree. So we'll keep an eye on that. But like Aaron Brooks is signed up for RAF. There's a bunch of former Nittany Lions and former college greats that are part of this thing. And they create these cards, and the debut event again will be in Cleveland on August 30th. And in that one, Nickel will take on Cardenas. We'll see. I think it's difficult for any new sports entity just because it is such a crowded field right now for the entertainment dollar. There's just a lot out there to choose from. And I just had a discussion with a buddy of mine on it is great that there are so many different options for young people. Hey, if you want to try this, you want to try that, and there's all these different leagues. But it does make it difficult to kind of carve out enough of a niche in any particular sport because, again, it's just like if you're a Penn State fan. We were talking a little bit yesterday on the Goon and Ironhead show. Like, I think Mike Rhodes has the basketball program headed in a terrific direction. Maybe the best recruiting class they've ever had that's coming in. And I think he's got the right vision, the right connections, all of it. I think a great coaching staff. It is an especially difficult job, though, to get that program to fill seats in the arena, in part because you have the college dynasty right now in college athletics across the campus with Penn State wrestling. And I think you may have the team of the year in college athletics coming up this year. It might be between Penn State wrestling and Penn State men's hockey. This men's hockey team, and they may not be done yet. Chris Pucinotti, if you watched the Goon and Ironhead show or listened to it yesterday, there may still be another couple of big-time prospects that may join this Nittany Lion roster yet. As it is, before Gavin McKenna signed, again, Penn State was pretty clearly the favorite to win the national title. Now with McKenna, there's no doubt about who the favorite is to win the national championship in college hockey this season. If they get this additional prospect or two that the Philadelphia Flyers have picked up, we could be talking about one of the all-time great college hockey teams in this upcoming season. Scott can't believe I'm saying this.
Boy.
You want to tell me the college roster?
This is all about the hype machine.
Yep, you're rolling your eyes, and I'm asking you, name me the college team that has anywhere that had anywhere near.
I have no idea
this amount of NHL talent.
If
they get these two, talking about like eight guys.
Yeah.
That are going to be
Jackson Smith. They missed that.
That
kid,
are going to be impact
first round choice
in the National Hockey League. This is crazy, big time stuff that Penn State hockey is involved in.
I just think if Coach Guy Gadowski is listening this morning, he's cringing like, oh my gosh, okay, could we just play hockey?
Nope. I know you really shy away from it, and I'm telling you, these coaches don't. They're like, yeah, we know we have a great team. Kale Sanderson could care less what the outside noise is. He's like, no, we know we have a good team. We're going to go out and wrestle and have fun and go compete. Say what you want about it. And they've back-to-back seasons set the scoring record at the NCAA championships. It's like Ohio State football last year. When there was a certain point where you get the talent up to such a degree, the hype is crazy high. It's like, man, everywhere you turn right now, ESPN's talking about Penn State hockey in the summer. Well, there's a reason for it. There's a reason that Tom Brady and the New England Patriots had a lot of hype. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs had a lot of hype. Penn State wrestling has a lot of hype. Alabama football under Nick Saban had a lot of hype. Yeah, because they're really good.
Okay.
Like next level good.
All right.
And, you know, always the caveat of health. But if this team stays healthy, this Penn State hockey team, we are talking about historic stuff that is coming up this winter in Happy Valley. But, again, you're a diehard Penn State fan. Well, I want all of them to be fully supported, and I think they are. But it's tough if you have a Friday night where you're trying to choose between an up and coming Nittany Lion basketball program, and they are up and coming, what could be an historically great hockey team, hockey season, or what could be an historically great wrestling team. That's to say nothing of other options for your entertainment dollar. It's a nice situation to have. I don't misunderstand, but it's, again, you got to make choices.
Nice situation here.
For sure.
And for that new wrestling league, if they're looking for a location for a future event, how about the Bryce Jordan
Might
Center?
Might not be too shabby.
That would be a smart move.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Anyway, let's take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll have a little bit of open line time. Again, we're going to talk county issues with County Commissioner Mark Higgins in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll do a lot of that more when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right.
We don't shy away from the high expectations here. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. We missed yesterday, so I like going through the national day and what all it entails as part of the program. And we'll get to what July 11th brings here in a moment. But yesterday was National Clarihue Day.
Who?
National Clarihue Day.
What the heck is that?
And National Clarihue Day is the day where we celebrate the poem style created by Edmund Clarihue Bentley. It is a four-line biographical poem that offers a brief, though whimsical, approach to poetry. Now, Edmund Clarihue Bentley was an English novelist and humorist, lived from 1875 to 1956, and he created the first ever Clarihue, the style of poetry, at the age of 16. Sir Humphrey Davy, abominated gravy, he lived in the odium of having discovered sodium. And this is the...
Wait, that's the poem?
Yes.
Okay.
These are Clarihues. They are just four The rules are these. You need to identify an individual in the first line. So there are four lines to the poem.
Okay.
There have to be rhyming couplets. So the first two lines rhyme, and then right. the next two. So it's AABB.
Right.
A person's name needs to be in the first line. Something needs to be said about that person. And then there needs to be some humor, because Clara Hugh poems are meant to be funny poems.
Okay.
So, as an example.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Paul Skeens is a pitcher who really deserves a better fate. With the Pirates, he can't get the wins while they get a big gate. Game after game, he pitches well, but the Bucks can't get it done. But at least the Pirates' ace gets to go home to Livy Dunn. He's got that going for him.
Oh, boy.
So that's an example of a Clarihue style.
Did you write that?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I have a couple of more.
I'm impressed. Wow.
Yeah, we were going to get to these. Again, we're a day late. I recognize that in that's celebrating fine. National Clarihue Day. But I want to celebrate nonetheless. It's Reggie's birthday weekend. Time to celebrate. He hits double digits Sunday, so the gifts will be great. The years seem to be flying by faster than we'd like, but we enjoy watching him grow and can't wait to see what's coming down the pike. That's another example of a Clarihue. And then, wow. ladies and gentlemen, our final Clarihue. Well, I actually have a couple of others. I think we'll make this the final one. Scott has for months been complaining. Well, Jeff has had to do some explaining. Vacations for Jeff and Scott working hard at the station, but now it's Scott who gets to go, and Jeff's left to talk to the nation.
Amen, brother.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah, good news for you folks. I will not be here next week. I am taking a desperately needed vacation.
There you go.
I can't. I won't put it into a poem because I'm just poetry is not my gig.
Oh, I just love poetry. I really do. I love.
I don't. You know,
I
don't hate poetry. It's just I
love.
I sit there quietly, like okay.
The Clarihues are they're fun. They're fun. Fun little poems.
Now, again, we're not talking there once was a girl from Nantucket, all right? We're not going there. Right?
No, I'm not doing that.
All right? Stop right there. Poetry and I just, okay, that's nice. Now, Shakespeare, I like Shakespeare, and there's, you know, poetry and the sort of stuff in there, but just that, I'm very impressed.
Yes.
That's beyond my...
I wanted you to be.
That's beyond my talent level, so...
Now, today, again, National Clarihue Day, you can still celebrate. I say let's celebrate all weekend long.
Yes.
I love the Clarihues. I really do. But again, officially, that was actually yesterday. Today is National 7-Eleven Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's, if you look at the calendar, the way we, July would be the 7th month, so it's like 7.
Yes.
And then this is the 11th day, yes. So it's like 11. So it makes sense that today
stick with poetry.
Would be the National 7-Eleven Day. You see how they come up
but
with
we that. Don't have any of those around here.
Not around here.
You got to go to, like, Philadelphia or something to get a 7-Eleven.
But it's a big day for 7-Eleven.
Okay.
It is also, ladies and gentlemen, my wife is going to be very excited about this one. It is National French Fry Day.
Oh, yes.
She loves, I love the
not
fries
just her,
too. But man,
yeah.
I think if there is a favorite, food that you shouldn't have too often of her, French fries, or she loves French fries. I enjoy them. Again, I don't want to. But, man, if it's like, fries. Fries, fries.
So,
fries.
Yeah, French Friday. Get it?
Today.
Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
It is also All-American Pet Photo Day. Time to go take some photos of your pet.
I do that all the time.
It is Collector Car Appreciation Day. Those of you that collect cars, go celebrate. And, folks, I would strongly encourage you, as I plan to do later today, to participate in National Mojito Day.
Okay. That, right down.
Raise a glass, baby.
Right down your alley. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, you got your white rum, you got your sugar, you got your lime juice, you got your sparkling water, whatever, and mint. I mean, what more?
Perfect.
On a summer day,
perfect.
Hard to beat a good mojito. From the description of National Mojito Day, the mojito is a traditional Cuban highball, and while rumored to be a drink favored Ernest Hemingway was said to love his mojitos, but there is some thought that that might just be an old wives' tale, that wasn't actually the case. But we don't really know either way. So
all right.
I'm going to go with he did love, Ernest Hemingway did love the mojitos. It seems the story behind Hemingway and the mojito is a tall tale that attracted visitors to sell drinks, bottom line. But that would be pretty much every drink out there. I heard that so-and-so drank this. Don't you want? I mean, Benjamin Franklin and beer and wine. And so, anyways, go out and enjoy National Mojito Day.
Okay.
Would be my suggestion.
All right, with a poem. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow is National Pecan Pie Day.
As well as
National Eat Your Jello Day.
Well, I'll go for the pecan pie, actually.
I think I'd prefer the pecan pie myself.
All right, let's take a break here.
All right.
We're going to come back and talk some local issues, so stay tuned for that. We'll have a little open line time toward the end. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio. Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA's Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the three-day party weekend the only way we know how, and that is in style. We'll have a little open phone time coming up at the end of this morning's program.
With fun poetry, apparently.
Well, that too. And little Clara Hugh throwing
and mojitos.
In. Yes,
indeed. Like, okay,
maybe we'll have a Haiku Monday next week.
Oh, well.
I'll have to look up. I don't know when National Haiku Day is.
All right.
Haiku's a fun form of poetry as well.
Keep me up to date.
Yes, right, I'll keep you posted.
That poetry is just not my gig. Sorry. All right, now, folks, we've mentioned it's a bunch of weeks. All right, it's Arts Fest week. Yay. It's shopping, competitive shopping week, or whatever you want to call it.
Prime week.
Here on our station, again, I call this political week. So we've covered the feds. We've covered the state. Today we're going to cover the local. How about that? And so we welcome back to our program Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins. Commissioner, first off, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Happy to be on the show.
You're very welcome. I've got a bunch of questions. And, again, the feds, the state, too often, folks, we ignore the local. You know, the feds and the state, especially the feds, get all the publicity. No. Let's pay attention to local.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
So can we, by the way, can we call you Mark? Would that
oh,
be
that's
okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know. For some reason, the closer to home, I like using first names and so on. If it's
sure.
If Donald Trump ever shows on our show, which will never happen, don't worry about that, I would never call him, hey, Don. I would never do that. I just, anyway.
No.
All right, Mark, let me start just sort of in just a wide open, open-ended question. All right, we're halfway through a calendar year now. For locally, what's the state of things, you know, for Center County right now? You know, are things going really well? Hey, we're kind of struggling over here and so on. Just sort of the overall, what's the state of things for the county right now?
Well, in Center County, things are pretty well because it's Center County and we've got all these great citizens doing all these wonderful things. Normal county our size would have maybe 100 or 150 nonprofits that aren't houses of worship. In Center County, it's more like 300. They're doing tremendous things all over the place. Was just at a ribbon cutting yesterday for a new trail system that will go essentially from State College all the way into Huntington County to great places like Whipple Dam and even eventually Greenwood Furnace. And that was put together by DCNR, the commissioners, and a broad variety of nonprofits, including the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, the CBICC, and the lead agency, the Rothrock Trail Alliance, but tons, Clearwater Conservancy. Tons of groups came together and made it happen. The first 8 miles are done. They're adding 11 miles by late fall, early winter, and Mayor Ezra Naines just went on the first trail to open, and he said it's gorgeous.
Very cool. Okay, so that's great. All right. Oh, now, did you say this expected time to totally finish? What would that be?
Well, it has as many as four phases. So the first phase opened a little earlier this summer. The second phase, it'll get you to Whipple Dam, will be opening. Obviously, it's trails, so it's very weather dependent. But sometime late fall, early winter, it'll be complete. And then I believe they already have a lot of the initial fundraising done for phase three. So maybe hopefully that could take place in 26. I don't know when phase four is scheduled yet.
Okay. Now, for the trail, this is just for hiking? Could it be for, like, mountain biking? I mean, if folks want to try this out, how would they do it?
Yeah. It's pretty much going to be an all-of-the-above trail. There'll even be some sections that can handle horses. So there was a horse at the ribbon cutting. I haven't seen a horse at a ribbon cutting before. So, yeah, it's great for hiking. It'll be great for mountain biking, and there are some sections that you can even handle on a gravel bike, too. I wouldn't use a road bike.
All right, that's pretty cool. All right, I'll look forward to that. I like to hike, so I'll look forward to that. That's great. All right,
now just go to the Musser Trail Gap, hike up toward the top, and suddenly you'll find a whole new network of trails up there.
Great. All right, folks, check that out sometime. Now, I've got a list of, topics and questions and so on, but, again, let me go open-ended here because you're a county commissioner. You're the guy in charge. Top issues on your plate right now, things happening either countywide or certain areas of the county and so on, the things that are taking the most of your attention, what are top issues here right now?
All right, so let's unpack this. First of all, not necessarily the guy in charge. There's three commissioners.
Well, I know that. Okay, that's what I meant.
Several hundred elected municipal officials who all do very important work. And between the municipalities and the counties, we kind of define your quality of life. We're literally the boots on the ground. I mean, the federal government can talk about all this money they're spending, but in most cases, the actual work is done by the just a little bit over 3,000 counties nationally. So here in Center County, we've got about 560 employees, and we do 52 completely different separate things that oftentimes don't even relate to each other. So this is if we have a slow period, it's now. We've got a lot of new policies in place, implemented a number of new programs, and budget season starts next month. Plus, Grange Fair keeps us pretty busy, too. So right now we're working on multiple construction projects. Our average building is over 100 years old. We have taken some cuts from the federal level, and so we're trying to rearrange staff and trying to get maybe 75% done with maybe 60% of the funding. So we're always reacting and anticipating. We're a little concerned about what's happening with the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG. Sorry, it's somewhat of a long acronym. But it's basically how we keep our water and sewer systems functioning in rural Center County. Most of that money goes toward putting in new pumps, drilling new wells when a well dries out, putting in new cisterns and retaining basins that are, say, 100 years old and full of frogs. So when you're a county commissioner, it's always something, but we haven't had any escaped emus recently, so it's a good day.
All right.
Where do things stand with Rockview? Do you have an update there on where we're at and any feeling of either optimism, pessimism as to whether or not the facility is ultimately going to close or not?
Well, we haven't heard anything definitive, but on the scale from pessimism to optimism, from a pessimism standpoint, they could have announced weeks ago that they were closing it, and thank goodness they haven't. So we're hopeful that either they're going to maybe keep one of the two open or perhaps keep a portion of Rockview open or maybe do something creative and keep both facilities open. We're unfortunately having to wait and see what's going to happen with that. But obviously at this point, there's more than 800 families that are kind of waiting and on hold and wondering if they should renew their lease on their apartment, wondering if they should, get a more reliable car because now suddenly they're going to have to drive 50 or 60 miles each way to work instead of 10 or 5 or 1. excuse me. So it's kind of rough on the families. It's also rough on the inmates. For them, where they're at right now, especially at Rockview, it's like their neighborhood. It's their community. Rockview is actually well regarded within the Department of Corrections and is generally the best or second best of the main incarcerating facilities in terms of recidivism rates. And they actually have a pretty tough group of inmates there because they handle a lot of, I think it's the Alzheimer's dementia facility for the entire state. I believe they also handle a lot of inmates with serious mental illnesses and make a lot of progress and help amend a lot of lives. So great team of people at Rockview, also good, great team of people at Quahana. We're hoping either they stay open or at least some portion of them stay open.
All right, I'm confused again, all right, Mark, because yeah. We've had other guests talking about the prisons. You just had a bunch of very positive things to say about the prison and, well-run and all that sort of stuff. I don't understand why Governor Shapiro and company want to close the place. And, again, we've had Senator Dush on the program, and he's kind of railed against this and, provided evidence and information. Why? Mark, why are we even talking about this still? Why do they want to close this place down? I do not understand.
Well, the official reason, Scott and Jeff, goes back to the state legislature. The Department of Corrections runs something like 23 different facilities, many of which are decades old, or in the case of Rockview, more than 100 years old, and they need a lot of upkeep. They need a lot of work. And I believe the state legislature budgets a total of $50 million a year for upkeep for all 23 facilities in toto. So, I mean, maybe at Quahana, their share of that at maybe $2 million might kind of sort of keep them operational. But I think Rockview alone, counting some projects that have already been done, and I don't have the exact figures on that, but the estimate from the Department of Corrections was Rockview alone needed $74 million of capital projects and facility work done over the next several years. Now, again, I think some of that's been done, but that's kind of what the Secretary of the Department of Corrections is up against. They probably need, goodness knows, $100, $150, $200 million a year to keep the places from falling into disrepair, but they're only allotted $50 million. So their official reason for closing both facilities was the amount of capital projects and construction that was needing to be done.
Hmm. All right, let's be a pessimist, if you will, all right? Let's say that Governor Shapiro and company, they drop the bomb and they say, sorry, Rockview, you're done. Do you folks, does the county have some plans, like you've already brainstormed or whatever, you've written down some plans, if they close the prison, here's what we're going to do? I don't know. Have you folks thought that far ahead yet, or is that too early?
Well, first, it's a little too early, but second, there are our ability to respond to something of that magnitude is somewhat limited. I believe the hit to the economies here in central PA would be something in the realm of $118 million. And Center County government collects $25 million of property taxes for operational purposes. So the scale of that is way larger than we would directly be able to handle. Now, we're always short on corrections offices at our own facility, so maybe, possibly, some of our employees who worked for us for a few years or 10 years and moved to Rockview might not have enough seniority to move over to Benner, and if so, we'd love to have them back. Also, depending on timing, the casino at the mall is possibly going to open here sometime around Christmas. And if that's the case, or maybe New Year's, if that's the case, they're going to need security people. But, again, that's a handful. We've also been working with a broad variety of stakeholders on some redevelopment projects that might potentially require people with corrections officer skill sets. But right now, about the most booming industry in Center County outside of Penn State is hospitality. Since 2019, they've added 2,000 additional staff, and if you kind of go at the low point from COVID to today, it was probably more like 4,000. Now, those jobs have widely varying pay and aren't generally going to approach the $72,000 a year your average Department of Corrections employee made, including overtime, in 2023. So there's some things that we're working on, but this is a, it's the biggest closure in Center County since the Corning glass plant closed about 20 years ago.
Now, again, this was allegedly supposed to be official, what, two months ago, I think, mid-May or something like that. Actually, you made some good points there. Folks that work at the prison, gee, do I renew my lease on my house or my apartment? And yeah, there's a lot of people kind of living in limbo land right now. And again, you don't have any kind of vibe like, okay, they're going to do it in July. They're going to announce something in August. You really right. have no idea on the timing of this.
No idea on the timing. In a way, just kind of happy that, the first day or two they would have been allowed to announce it, they closed it. That didn't happen, so we're trying to stay positive and think that perhaps they're either going to look at maybe a partial closure or perhaps come up with something creative to either keep those facilities open or find some way to find more jobs for the staff. Because the staff, I believe, is promised to retain their jobs. But, there's a big difference between having a medium amount of seniority at Rockview and hopefully having the shifts you like and arranging your family's schedule so that everything works out for everybody, because there's a lot of corrections officers where after a hard day at work, they're going home and caring for aging relatives or children. So it could be kind of rough on them. They are guaranteed jobs, but, if your new job is 72 miles away, you're going to have to move pretty quick.
Yeah. Before we take a break, the partial closure idea, Mark, I've not heard this one before. What is that? What idea would that be? Like half the prison is open? I mean, what is that exactly?
Well, when you see it from the street, Rocky looks like just one building. But it's been around for so long, there's actually more like 20 buildings. And, for example, the forestry program, highly regarded. A lot of returning citizens have gotten jobs in that field. Also super helpful to the local state parks and state forests. I mean, that could be continued as a program, and there's a few jobs there. They could potentially do something with the dementia group, keep that open. They could do a number of different things. I mean, if they wanted to save money, apologies to the two wardens, but maybe you only need one warden. Maybe you need, I don't know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but maybe you need four deputy wardens instead of six or eight. There would be some ways by combining the two facilities where you could save noticeable amounts of money and maybe close the portions of Rockview that require the highest capital spending, but keep most of the rest open. I mean, it's kind of a half a loaf kind of situation for county residents, but, we'd rather keep 30% of the jobs than to have all of them disappear.
All right. I'll be honest, I've not heard this option before, but that would be kind of interesting. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here. Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins is our guest. We've got some more questions for the commissioner. That lovely state budget, there's another thing. We're just kind of sitting, waiting. Yeah, I just heard you. Okay. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Folks, we'll take a break, and we'll come right back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusive. exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Friday morning edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you again. A little open phone time coming up in the final segment of today's big show.
And joined on the line by Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins as we talk over some local issues. All right, now, Mark, right before the break, I mentioned, yep, state budget. Here we're sitting and waiting, and we heard you groan. All right, that was audible. We heard you groan there, all right? And we don't know. Well, we had a state guest yesterday, a reporter, and that covers Harrisburg, and he didn't have any, you know, we don't know when this is going to be done. folks aren't familiar, when a state budget is late, if it's next week, next month, or whatever, how does that affect county government? I mean, what do you have to deal with waiting for Harrisburg to finally get their work done?
Well, again, we like to maintain great relationships with our state legislators, but Center County is having its 225th anniversary this year, and to the best of my knowledge, every single one of our budgets has been on time for 225 years. I think this is the eighth late state budget in the last 10 years. Their budgets are late, whether the governor is a Republican or a Democrat. When I took office in 2016, the second thing we did on my first day on the job was borrow $10 million to make payroll, because I think that was the all-time record for how late a state budget was. That state budget was 6.5 months late, and even Center County ran out of money at that point. And financially, we're one of the better managed counties in the state financially. So in the short term, if it's a few weeks, we're used to it. We do have a rainy day fund. We can cover the cash flow issues of the state not getting around to send us checks for some of the programs. As it gets into a couple of months, again, it depends on how things are going between the governor and the legislature. Sometimes they'll authorize payments to at least some counties for some programs, and sometimes they're like, nah, we don't have a budget, so we don't know how much money you'd be getting, so we're not sending you any money. It's very frustrating. Very roughly, I think this is like 4 years ago, counties in Pennsylvania, together our budgets were like $24 billion with a B. And a large fraction of that is federal money that passes through the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania before it finally gets to us to do all of the important things like Meals on Wheels and following up with abuse, either financial or physical, with senior citizens, with children, operating the 911 system, operating emergency response. I mean, what's been happening there in the South is horrible, and I certainly hope things turn out okay down in Texas and Kentucky and other places. But people tend to forget that the county is there until something horrible happens. And then they're like, hey, you know, we want you to fix everything. Well, I mean, we do our best. And during the flooding of October 22nd, 2016, I think the county responded pretty well to that. Thank God nobody died, nobody drowned. We lost a road, but we worked with the state and the feds to find most of the money for the township to repair that road. So, you know, people do notice when the county doesn't necessarily function well, but nobody notices when your county's doing a good job.
Yeah, that's true. We pay attention to the bad news much more than we do to the good news. I'd agree with that. Now, you folks, I mean, it's amazing. Let's see if I've got my number right. There has not been a Center County real estate tax increase for, I believe, 15 years in a row. I think I have that. Is that accurate? I think I have that right.
You have that correct. It's not quite a statewide record, but we're getting close. And what people also don't realize, I don't even quite get the year right, but I believe – properties in Center County are valued at what they were worth in 1996. And in the meantime, the value, your average value of property at this point, virtually anywhere in Center County, because Phillipsburg's been doing really well the last 3 years or so, you're talking your property's worth probably close to triple, maybe even quadruple what it was in 96 or 97. Oh, and by the way, a lot of counties assess you at your full 100% value. In Center County, it's half. And that's why we're running a $130 million budget on $24 million, $25 million of local operating tax on property. So, yeah, it's kind of an amazing situation, and a lot of credit goes to some prior boards of commissioners, some of which I was on, some of which I wasn't, and county staff, and the 300 nonprofits in Center County that in some cases are performing functions that counties have to perform in other parts of the Commonwealth. So it's a massive team effort. The county, the 100 human service agencies we contract with, the 80 or so nonprofits that we help fund through the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau Tourism Program. It is a tremendous amount of work, Scott and Jeff, pretty much every single day to say, do we need to spend this money? Yes. Okay, what are the yards and yards of rules and regulations at the state and federal level that we have to follow so that they don't recapture this money from us? It's been probably almost 20 years since Center County government has had to give a substantial amount of money back to the states or the feds. But in other counties, it happens every couple of years because the rules are unbelievable. Man, if you don't dot an I or don't cross a T, they're asking for hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars back, even though you performed the services, even though the nonprofit you contracted with performed the services. Again, some people don't always understand about government is we are highly regulated. Center County government is audited dozens of times a year by state and federal agencies, in addition to having an internal audit department with the controller and having an outside auditing firm check everything as well.
All right. With all that said, and with all the challenges from Washington and all the challenges from Harrisburg, 16 years in a row without a tax increase seems like a real stretch. Now, you mentioned earlier you folks are going to start brainstorming budget stuff for next year, you know, pretty soon and so on.
Yeah.
Could there be a tax increase next year because of all these balls hanging in the air right now that maybe after 15 years we don't have a choice, we've got to do this? What do you think there?
Well, I want to be very transparent with the public. 41% of our budget comes from state and federal funds, plus a whole bunch of other grants that we're always scrambling for. But at this point, based on what the commissioners know here on the 11th of July, I worked 16 hours yesterday, so I'm a pinch punchy. We're not planning on a tax increase at this point.
Nobody ever plans for a tax increase. Well, maybe
that may not
be quite true, right?
No, there was a case the last time 15 years ago when the county had to raise taxes when the finance director sat down with the commissioners and said, we're going to have trouble making payroll in a couple of months. You've got to raise property taxes. We're a long ways away from that. Because of my background in turning around failing small and medium-sized businesses for 30 years, we found a lot of things that we could do inside of county government that kept our costs down. Our health insurance is self-insured, which generally saves us at least $1 million a year. But during COVID, think about it, people did get sick, but a lot of people didn't get stuff done. A lot of people weren't replacing, joints in their bodies. They weren't doing a whole lot of elective surgery. So if you had regular private health insurance, your insurance company was like, hey, you owe us $7 million whether people are using their health insurance or not. But the county was self-insured. So we were budgeting something like $7 million, and our employees only used like $5.75 million. Well, we were self-insured. We kept that money. We're using it now, but we were able to keep it. I know some people like to say crazy stuff about the solar arrays, but we are saving millions and millions of dollars with the solar array at the Center County Correctional Facility. And we're going to cover probably at least 40% of our costs for electricity at the new community services building with a solar array on the roof. There's been all other sorts of things we've done, combining purchases. So we buy a lot of law legal services from Westlaw and Reuters. And so we've combined all those contracts instead of having seven different ones. Another thing, it's kind of in the weeds, but in the old days, you bought your software licenses, one per computer. Well, we have something like 500 computers. Well, then they changed the model, and they're like, no. Now you pay for the total number of people who are using the software at one time. Well, if you have 500 computers, you don't have 500 people using the software all at the same time. Well, our contractor didn't realize that. This is a couple of software contractors ago, didn't realize that. And we were overpaying for the software. Well, I had a background in that field. We dug into it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. We can save tens of thousands of dollars a year by just changing the contract we sign. So it's that times, like, dozens of different initiatives every year, a lot of which are led by department heads. So I want to thank the county administrators, the department heads, and deputy department heads for always keeping an eye on the bottom line.
All right, let me stick with health care. All right, this new federal law last week, big, beautiful bill, blah, blah, blah. Medicaid changes. Goes from D.C. to Harrisburg, Harrisburg to here. On the county government level, these Medicaid changes that are supposed to be happening, how does that affect things here, locally, on the ground?
So in the short term, the changes won't be huge because they're smart in D.C. The overwhelming majority of the biggest cuts aren't going to happen until after the next congressional elections. Very smart. But the problem is, just to use one example, is they're saying that if you're under the age of 65, you have to work to get Medicaid. First of all, a large fraction of the people who have Medicaid are already working. Second, how do they define disabled? Because obviously, Center County government helps 18,000 people in Center County every year with a broad variety of human services. And by the way, that's a low number. Cambria County, which is much smaller than us, helps way more people than we do. If someone's intellectually disabled, are they disabled enough that they shouldn't get Medicaid anymore? Well, if they're not going to get Medicaid, now the county's got a huge financial problem, because we're now having to pay for that person's health care instead of the federal government. Now, it's not part of center government anymore, but it's CenterCares. There are a lot of people at CenterCares, Scott and Jeff, who are under the age of 65, and they have serious health issues. Are they supposed to work? Who determines that? What new bureaucracy is going to have to be put in place and trained and funded in the next, 16 months to handle this? Because if a state decides to rely on somebody's only disabled if the Social Security Administration says they are, I have friends who had worked in that department, and they are highly incentivized to say that you're not disabled, even if you are. So that's just one example, is how it would affect center care. Because suddenly a large fraction of their residents might have to work. Well, they're in a wheelchair. They have limited mobility. How is CenterCare going to, set up a call center inside their building? Plus all that's done in India now anyway. So there are a whole lot of really, really nasty devils in this detail, Scott and Jeff, that, for example, if the county would now have to start paying for health insurance for potentially thousands of people, because the federal government isn't doing that now with the massive discounts the government gets for contracting with hospitals. Yeah, it could get pretty ugly pretty fast.
All right, let me ask a question about transportation issues. Maybe a brief description. How is the county involved with transportation issues, county government involved with transportation issues? Because, we keep hearing SEPTA in Philadelphia, they need tons more money. Pittsburgh Authority needs tons more money. CATA, I'm assuming, needs money. How does county government get involved with all that?
All right, so we'll just limit this to public transportation,
right,
because the county government isn't like PennDOT or anything, but we do have involvement in transportation planning as well. So for public transit, stuff costs more every year. It just does. Buses are now several hundred thousand dollars. You don't want to talk to volunteer fire companies about how soon a fire truck's going to cost more than $1 million each. That's a different problem for another day. But the state and federal funding has not kept up with those costs. Now, Center County government for decades now has offered what we call our shared ride service. So if you're 60 and older, the government covers 65 and older, the commissioners cover 60 to 64, you can ride for free or close to free anywhere in the county. If you are disabled, you can ride for free almost anywhere in the county. If you are on Medicaid and you don't have transportation and you need to get to a doctor's appointment, again, we'll cover it for free or close to free. Our transportation department is so tremendous. We even send a county vehicle to Danville, to Geisinger, on a regular basis to help people who have medical appointments at the main hospital in Danville. Now, when you do that, you don't just call us up and we show up an hour later. You've got to call us at least a day before, preferably more than that. And you're going to be sharing that bus, probably with a whole bunch of other people. And we're going to pick you up in a window. It's not like, well, we expect the bus is going to show up roughly within a couple minutes of 3:47 one way or another. No, we give you a pretty substantial window to pick you up, to drop you off, to pick you back up again. But, you know, I'm hoping state regulators aren't listening to this. Our drivers are nice people, and so if somebody has a doctor's appointment at one end of the shopping plaza, but there's a supermarket at the other end of the shopping plaza, you know, they make arrangements so that they drop the person off at the doctor's appointment, and then instead of coming back roughly an hour later, maybe they come back 2 hours later and they pick the person up at the supermarket. So county government provides hundreds of thousands of rides annually, and we scramble like crazy with state and federal grants to cover something like 80% of the cost, and the county covers the remaining 20%.
Commissioner, last question from me. Where are we at with broadband? All right, rural broadband continues to be an issue throughout the state and certainly here in Center County. Can you give us an update on just kind of, from your perspective, where we're at and where we're headed there?
Yeah, well, in Pennsylvania, it is illegal for counties and municipalities to offer broadband service. So regardless of that, Center County and about a dozen other counties found ways to incentivize private sector companies to offer broadband service, which is now why in Penns Valley you've gone from getting internet 2 days a week to getting internet pretty much, two days a month to getting internet pretty much every day of the month, and in the case of Milheim, between the original county partner, some new stuff they're doing, and some other providers, I think in some parts of Milheim you can get broadband from three different providers, which obviously keeps the prices down. So the county spent a lot of time preparing for the BEAD program, which was $42 billion nationally. And I think Pennsylvania's share of that was something like $1.1, $1.2 billion. And we were all ready for that stuff to be awarded when it got pulled back a couple weeks ago. Now, some of the changes, some people would say those are improvements. But regardless, it's delayed now substantially. Oh, and of course, now nonprofits can't even offer broadband services under BEAD. It's only for-profit companies. So massive delays. Hopefully, eventually, they get around to putting some shovels in the ground and getting some people some internet. But, yeah, in the meantime, we're back to waiting.
Yeah, that's a popular word these days. Waiting. Yeah. And waiting. All right. Well, Mark, I tell you what, we're out of time, but that was some interesting information you shared. We appreciate your time. And in the very first segment, you mentioned locals, we're the boots on the ground. All right. D.C. Yeah. gets the publicity. Harrisburg gets publicity. Not so much at the local end, but this is where things get done. And so whenever we have local elections, I rail, come on, people, go out and vote, because this is really important stuff. And far yes. often than not, it's not publicized. Well, it's not national. No. Boots on the ground. And what you and your group do, you do some really good stuff. And I hope you can keep it going without zingers coming, like dollar sign mm-hmm. zingers.
Yes.
All right. So we appreciate your time, and have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Everybody have a fun weekend. So much going on right now with 3 arts festivals, Heritage Days in Phillipsburg, just so much happening.
Yeah, that is a great time of the summer. Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have just a few minutes left to wrap up a week. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Minutes remaining on the big show today. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open if you want to get something in before the 3-day party weekend officially kicks off. 814-954-7266. But you already knew that number. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, great interview, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, one a couple of things that stuck in, I guess, because it's kind of personal. The number of prisoners in the state system that have dementia and mental illness. And then he also said, as county commissioner with employees, during COVID, they saved money because people didn't have elective surgery. I actually think, and you guys were talking about, go from one president to another, and we're, is it vulcanized or whatever? We're a polarized nation, and you shift all these programs back and forth, and people they fall into cracks because they don't fit the new definition of disabled. I think as a nation, I really think a lot of it just gets back to dealing with our neighbors who have medical disabilities and the definition of it. How are we going to treat them? Are we going to treat them like criminals? Are we going to treat them like patients? Are we going to treat them like brothers and sisters and do it, with our local charities? And we just kind of redefine all our aid to our neighbors every 4 years with the presidential campaigns. And these transitions, people falling in the cracks more and more. So I don't know. But I do appreciate it. It was a great interview, guys.
Yeah, we may take this up a little bit. Thank you for the phone call. Have a good weekend. The work thing can be tough because I do think there is a certain dignity that comes with working. And like if you go, I stop in the Good Day Cafe fairly frequently. And there is a reward there. I'm just telling you, feel good about yourself when you're working. Now, again, some people are limited in what they can do. The hours, again, 20 hours a week, I think for most people, you can find something. And again, it can be volunteer work as well. I think, this is just me, I think as much as possible. And again, are there circumstances? And, I don't want to go through all kinds of red tape for people to prove, no, there's no way I can work. I also don't want to just take their word for it, right? No way I can work. See ya. And they're off doing whatever they want without being held accountable at all. I think as much as possible, for one thing, the human interaction when you're at work, I think is important for just about anybody. We might kick that around a little bit more next week.
Stuff for next week.
Yeah, there's
for you.
A way to go about it.
There you go.
Mr. Giese, enjoy your vacation.
I am out of here.
I will be hard at work and looking forward to talking to you again Monday.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. Interest.